I would like to know how you would comfort someone whose spouse has gone to heaven. Mm. How would you bring all of that comfort and truth together in that moment? I think people are, you know, are obviously people are going through that and wondering, how do I comfort someone? And I would just love to hear your thought on that.
Well, I was actually asking myself that question as I was writing the booklet for New Growth Press about what can I say in a relatively short booklet to help people who are facing loss and grief that inevitably comes from the loss. And so I've given a great deal of thought to it. And one of the things is just the reality that all of us will grieve and must grieve when we have lost a loved one, and that we should embrace the fact that it's good that we're grieving, because grief is an indication of love. If you don't love, you will never grieve. You'll never have anything to grieve about. You know, even your own personal losses, you have to, in some ways, love yourself in order to grieve your financial losses or whatever it might be. But certainly when we lose a person that was a huge part of our life, the more we love them, the more we grieve. I mean, that's just obvious. You know, so somebody we didn't know all that well, a coworker that we never had lunch with, well, we grieve, we're sorry, we may go to their service, but it doesn't captivate our lives. But when you lose a child or a spouse, and then those other people too, you know, sometimes it's a father or mother, especially if it's a younger person who has lost them, it is just transformative, because and at first, not an hour goes by where you're not crying or thinking about or struggling with, and some people dealing with anger, whatever it is. But the first thing that hit me was, it's right and proper that I'm grieving Nancy, and I wouldn't want to feel good having lost her. And that was actually a big help. This is normal. This is natural. Now, as time goes on, if a few years later you haven't begun to overcome your sense of degree of grief, there's been no progress, the grieving has not subsided in any way. I mean, it's still going to be there. I'm certain the rest of my life that I will grieve the loss of Nancy, but it has been so encouraging to have Jesus with me, and the sense that he grieves with me. And that's where Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4 that talks about how he sympathizes with us in our weaknesses. He understands. And think about those two words, shortest verse in the English Bible, Jesus wept. I mean, wow. What was he weeping at? I don't think he was weeping so much that Lazarus had died, because he knew he's going to raise Lazarus. But he's weeping for Mary and Martha, for people who are grieving the loss of their brother. And I just think that has been huge to me. God empathizes, God sympathizes, God knows what it's like to lose his only son. So you're not praying to someone, and you're not angry at someone who doesn't understand.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Right.